Well, tough economic times call for tough economic measures, but is austerity the best way to prosperity? Marjorie Griffin Cohen is a professor of political economy at Simon Fraser University, and she's been looking at the social and economic effects of austerity policies as pursued by governments across Canada. In about half an hour's time, Marjorie will be speaking as part of a big thinking event at the Parliamentary Restaurant, but first she's come in to the studio. Good morning, and welcome to Ottawa Morning.
Good morning. I'm pleased to be here.
What's the theory that says that austerity will help a struggling economy?
Well, it is a theory that two Italian economists came up with. But basically what it says is that when governments cut back on social spending, you will be able to actually ratchet up the economy because when taxes are cut back, people will spend more. And that also with lower wages, that will encourage investment and that will encourage money to come into the country and the economy will ultimately expand. And magically, so will taxes, that we'll get more taxes from the expanded economy. That's the theory.
That's the theory. But we had two budgets come down last week. We had the federal budget, of course,
yes.
And then we had our provincial budget here in Ontario. How austere are recent budgets?
Recent budgets may not look austere because there are tiny little things for a lot of different groups. But in fact, we've seen a very huge trajectory of very little spending on social programs. Actually, in terms of total spending, Canada's governments spend about the average of the OECD countries, that is the rich countries. But spending on social programs has gone down hugely since the 1990s. Then about 21% of our national income went to social programs. Now it's less than 14%. So we're not doing well on spending on things that people need.
And you're talking about federal budgets here, are you?
No, I'm talking about all of the spending across the country.
Right. Okay. So we're not spending on what people need. What do people need?
People need education, the things we all know. I mean, we need to keep people alive. We need to reinvest in the labor force. We need to keep people strong in the economy. And education, healthcare, childcare, all of the kinds of things that people need, and also special needs for special people, like people who are disabled, who are homeless, so on and so forth. So these are the kinds of things that we're spending less on. And what I've been able to see is that this is having a negative impact on the economy itself.
How so?
Well, what is happening is that since this has begun, we are having increasingly smaller rates of growth. And you can see a trend line which shows that our growth rates are declining. Now, there are a lot of things that account for growth. It isn't just social spending. But there is a correlation here that is really quite interesting and needs to be taken into account.
And when we hear that growth is declining, I mean, we were just talking to David Blair from our business desk, and he was talking about British numbers where growth rate
mm-hmm.
and they are very famous, right, in Britain for having an austerity budget.
Yes.
The Conservatives are called Austerity Britain. So, but how does that affect people? When growth is in decline, how does that affect the ordinary person waking up this morning and having coffee?
Well, I think it's extraordinarily discouraging. I teach in a university, and there isn't good news for people out there now. It's very sad to see young people realizing that they probably won't live as well as their parents did, that they probably won't have a full-time, full-year job, that that despite the fact that they get a very good education, they may have a fairly uninteresting job. So we're losing our best and brightest. My last two PhD students, one went to Australia, one went to New Zealand. We're not keeping them because they can't get jobs in universities. We're finding that certain kinds of things, like we're proud ourselves on our medical system, but when you see people with chronic diseases that are marginalized in the medical system, we see that there is a problem here. So people feel it every day. People feel discouraged.
But do you understand from the government's points of view that if they're trying to balance budgets, and the federal Conservatives in this last budget touted a surplus, that they have to cut somewhere? If you do it on a macro scale, if you're talking about your own home and you have a big deficit, you have to stop spending at some point.
It's very interesting. What the governments do around spending is sort of self-fulfilling. If you keep cutting taxes, and particularly on the wealthy and on corporations, but if you keep cutting taxes, then of course you don't have money to spend. And then if you then couple that with the sense that the only measure of good government is a budget balanced, then you have a fairly pathetic situation in which you have a downward spiral on people caring for each other and meeting each other's needs. You know, we in Canada always think that our social programs are good and strong and healthy compared to others in the world. Do you know that of the we are below the average of the rich countries, OECD countries in the world? We're even below the United States in spending on social programs, that we're very, very poor on this. And it's impoverishing our people and the economy.
That is really interesting to hear. Is there a country that's doing it right, do you think, right now, Marjorie?
Well, you know, it's very interesting because this austerity or expansionary austerity is usually associated with Germany. But when you look at Germany, you see it's true that their total spending is not high, but it's a strong economy, and you see that their social spending is very high. So if, you know, we don't have to look to Sweden because that's always so out of the ballpark anyway, but look to Germany. They have good spending on social programs.
Food for thought this morning. Thanks very much, Marjorie, for coming in, and enjoy your breakfast at the parliamentary restaurant this morning, where you're going to be giving this talk at 7:30 this morning. Thanks very much, Marjorie. Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Robin.
That's Marjorie Griffin Cohen, and she is a professor of political economy at Simon Fraser University.